Welcome back to the Price Bell Podcast. It's an early morning in Anaheim, California, and we are super stoked to be sitting down for the 75th time with Aaron Heidebrand.
Aaron Heidebrand.
Feels that way, right?
Yeah, no, but happy to have you back. We did have to, definitely had to take a little break. But I think it was for some good things, and I'm excited to talk today. So congratulations formally today on your acceptance and coming to Applied Nutrition. We're going to be talking about a lot of different parts of Applied Nutrition, so we might need an encyclopedia on the beginning of all of the different brands that we're going to be talking about. But first off, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on taking CEO at Applied Nutrition, and tell us what that means for you.
Well, first of all, thank you for joining me here to see the sunrise in California. It's 7 a.m. here, so it's a bright, bright morning.
This is a record, earliest podcast ever recorded by us, for sure.
Earliest podcast, that's right. You know, I'm a few weeks in right now, and it's been a very exciting time for Applied Nutrition just as a whole. For a lot of folks here in the States, we think of Applied Nutrition as ABE or All Black Everything, because that's the product range that you're seeing on shelf. But Applied Nutrition is a huge company based out of the UK. And, you know, some of this story has been told before, but I think it's really important to take it back a little bit and, you know, showcase the range of products that we have, the depth of team, and our capabilities, quite frankly, because this company is vertically integrated. They're $100 million plus company. We have a lot of exciting financial things that are happening potentially on the UK side. And then here on the US, you know, we're really in our infancy stage. We're almost 2 years in right now. And the team that's, you know, been built out in Dallas has done a really great job of laying a good foundation. The previous CEO did a great job on gaining some incredible points of distribution, including Walmart. And ABE, All Black Everything, has been a pretty nice addition to the specialty distribution arm here in the US. Now, if we take it back to where it all began in the UK, though, the big nugget here really is Applied Nutrition. It's the AN side of the business. And that core range is pretty massive. We have over 250 SKUs. So if you look at our, you know, website on the appliednutrition.uk side, you're going to see a ton of stuff from food, from beverage, oatmeal. We just came out with mushroom powder, and then your classic sports nutrition stuff. So a lot of range there. And you can do that when you own your own manufacturing. You can test the waters. And it's a pretty cool aspect of the business. But within Applied Nutrition, we really have what is I'd call like three lines, and that is your AN, which is Applied Nutrition, and as we bring Applied Nutrition to the States, that will falter under what is this new AN Performance kind of line, and that's what we're working on right now. In addition, we have a hydration format, both in powders and RTDs, tablets and gels, all kinds, under Body Fuel. And Body Fuel is a behemoth overseas. We have not brought it to the States yet today, but there's a real opportunity to do so, particularly as we think about like how we digitize the business, get it stood up on D2C, really lean into Amazon on the marketing side, and then look at what is the future of a DSD network behind the hydration beverage. So that's another one. And then you've got the ABE, which is the classic range from the UK. Now in the UK, ABE is a pre-workout, and it's the number one pre-workout in Europe. And so that's actually how the whole lineup started when we thought about bringing Applied over to the States. Essentially, they looked at the business and said, hey, we have the number one selling pre-workout in Europe. Let's bring that to the US. And, you know, they went a little bit further beyond pre-workout, you know, basically making ABE this whole like brand. But where it sits today, it really is a product range. And so what we're trying to do is take a few steps back so that we can propel the company forward to where you have a umbrella of Applied AN here in the US. And then underneath that, you have a performance line, you have Body Fuel, and you have All Black Everything. All three lines can play with their different consumer cohorts and have their own channel strategy behind them. Like that roadmap for each line is very different.
Okay, so we have three story arcs going on, and you've already started like the Applied Nutrition out of the UK arc. We also have the Aaron Heidebrand coming out of Caged arc. And then we also have the arc talking about All Black Everything, our last podcast with TJ Humphreys, which was a fun one.
That's
with
right.
A lot of viewing. So I'm not sure like which arc you want to continue with, but I'm kind of interested in understanding Applied Nutrition in terms of, so you're mentioning pulling back a little bit with ABE, but then going bigger and stuff. So is ABE going to stay at like Walmart? It does pretty well there, right? Or is
correct. Yeah, it will maintain. We actually just got confirmation that we will maintain those listings. And we actually have a really great vision for that brand. I think there's some simple packaging tweaks that we can make. Again, that business has been kind of retail and distribution forward. So digitizing the business, like getting the online aspect to fuel the inline, is super important for that side of the brand. But I, you know, within Walmart, within specialty distribution, ABE will continue to grow. And we actually have a pretty good range of new items coming to the US, whether it's the energy shots. We have some pump gels that had been previously in the, so we got some of that fun stuff. Nice. That, you know, pump gel between like Tom, TJ and the team, like they'd already developed some of that stuff. So that's pretty cool because you haven't really seen that yet. But beyond that, I think what you'll also see us do is looking at what is our flavor range, how would this brand interact within the world of licensing, what would that mean for ABE, and or Applied as we scale that out. So there's a lot of opportunities within that. We thoroughly enjoy what we've done with that line and plan to continue to lean into it. We just know that there's a bigger aspect to the business.
Can we... I have one very quick question. That's going to all live at Walmart. That, so there was some distribution like Vitamin Shoppe and otherwise, but that's kind of your like focusing on Walmart for ABE specifically?
Correct.
Okay. The last that we spoke with you, you were at a different company and you've had a transition to here. I feel like before we dive into like all the other stuff, I did promise a decent amount of people like kind of a bit of like catch up in terms of how you got here. Is that fair to do a little bit of talking on?
Let's do it. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So it would be bad podcast interviewers if we didn't ask.
Yeah. I mean, every time someone gets employed by a new brand, whatever, if you want to talk about that, of course, but like, it'd be really helpful if we could catch up because we've had an eventful few weeks. And there's been a lot of questions surrounding kind of like what's happening, how you got here. You know, there was a bit of an exodus. There was a lot of people left at the same time as you from Caged.
Yep.
And we told our part of the story. You know, we kind of gave statements in terms of some statements from you, not really officially, mostly from Caged side. But could you give us a little bit of a catch up in terms of like how things got here from your time at Caged?
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting story because you have to actually dial it back 3 years from now. So. You know, in that same sense. So, you know, I've known Tom and Steve now for about 3 years. And so coming to Applied was not a quick move or a fast forward, like let's go from one brand to the next. This was something that we had been in the talks for many years. The timing was not right back when we had initially had some discussions. They'd kicked off the business here in the US. And then when TJ had exited the business and moved on, it left a hole. And they were starting to look for that next guy. I was one of many that they had probably called at the time. What I really enjoyed about the company of Applied and just the leadership team in general is that they own their own manufacturing. They had a pretty good view of like where they wanted to go. And they also had a really strong investment arm. Like if you look at their board, you look at the people that are advising the business, the people that have really kind of grown into the business. Tom is a great example. He was like day one founder. These guys really care, super passionate people. And they, you know, and they're an athletes-minded brand too. So that was something that was similar to the brand ethos that I found at Cage, which was like, it's an athletes company. They're doing things that are better for you. They have a lot of non-negotiables when it comes to what is in the product range. I think we marketed it differently at Cage than what we're doing here, which, you know, some of that will change and adjust for Applied as well. But, you know, it really came down to just a tremendous opportunity to step into a role where, one, I can help oversee the full board for a brand that needs some structure as it comes to the States and tries to, you know, almost reverse engineer what most brands do, which is start in the States and go international. They start international, go to the States. So that's a pretty cool opportunity for me. The second thing that was exciting was the team aspect. And talking to Tom and Steve, looking at the industry as a whole, you know, whether it was folks coming from Cage or other brands, we really took a mindset of like, let's find the best of the best. And let's also like work within a range of making sure that these people are a good culture fit. They're people that we enjoy working with and really have the expertise to kind of just take the torch and run to some degree. Because what we're trying to do is a full out sprint for the first 6 months. That doesn't mean that we're going to go grab a ton of distribution. That doesn't mean that we're going to double the revenue, you know, in 6 months time. It just means there's a lot of work to be done to get the brand ready for scale, the brand ready for the main stage and to digitize the business in a way that we can actually create a lot of marketing and brand awareness, but monetize our efforts there. Because if you look at like, what any brand is doing today that's winning, they're monetizing those digital arms, right? And that's a missing piece here. And so when I looked at, you know, Applied, it looked like they had a pretty good range of distribution. Their infrastructure was hands down one of the best. I mean, here in the States, you know, we're supported with about 15 to 20 personnel out of Dallas and or remote. But abroad, you have over 200 people there. So there's so much bandwidth and so much expertise. And many of the folks that are in leadership positions have been there from almost the beginning, so 10 years now, which is pretty cool. There's just a really like strong pull for the brand. And there's a really like unique camaraderie that you don't always find. And so that actually led me down a path of making that decision. And when I talked to the Cage leadership team, you know, we worked out a transition plan of what that would look like. You know, it's actually been it's been a pretty good transition all around in that same sense, making sure that we, you know, kind of close one chapter to start another one. But at the same time, making sure that, you know, the Applied factor is more about the opportunity than it was anything that was happening at Cage or whatever, you know, you hear in the industry in that same sense. There's a lot of chatter in the industry in general. And like you said, in the last like 4 to 5 weeks, the industry has been hit with a lot of different stuff, right? And so for me, you know, I've always looked at it as, you know, what's going to be the right fit for myself, for my team, and where can I really get like inspiration from that like just fuels that energy, right? So, and this is a company that's that kind of hits on all those factors for me.
Yeah, we were super excited for you guys. And there's so many opportunities, and it's kind of a clean slate, honestly, in terms, especially looking at the like the Applied arm and bringing that to the U.S.
Yep.
So we'll talk some about like AN performance. We definitely want to get into. Mm-hmm. Did you have any questions?
I like how you said your team. Like you have like the Aaron and Darren show we joked about with Cage. Darren is signed with you at Applied at this point, or is it close? Or
yeah, Darren and a few others have officially signed over on that same side. But we're bringing some people from other brands too, folks that you know have again expertise that mm-hmm. know what they're doing. Maybe I've worked with them in the past, or maybe they've been connected to the existing team. And I think that's a cool piece. Like over the last, we'll call it month, since you know the news kind of broke and people have started figuring out what was going on, I've probably spent more time trying to you know filter through emails, texts, resumes, whatever you want to say, because there is a lot of interest. But at the same time, trying to make sure that we're responsible with how we onboard, responsible with how we grow the business, because that's a part of any new business. And again, we're trying to think of, you know, the United States as a little bit of a startup in that same sense, like taking that mindset. But what's great is we're backed by a company that's been there for 10 years, has the funding. So we're not a startup in that same sense.
I was going to kind of ask that because like right now you're kind of a hot hand here. And like it was pretty clear that you were becoming CEO of something, whether it was like taking over Cage or doing this. I think you just answered the question I was going to have is like, was it ever consideration just starting up a whole new thing and getting investors and bringing your team, like you said, versus doing this, which is having a built out team. Like that's already kind of like you got you're just an extra, not a piece of the puzzle, but like you already have a really solid foundation.
Right. So. Well, what I liked about Applied was just in general is like meeting the team from the UK and the US, they have a ton of talent. And that was a big factor for me, like meeting the team, taking some time to, meet with the leadership group on the UK side, and then hear the story from Tom, hear the story from Steve and a few others. Like that all resonated with me in a sense where it was like, hey, this is a formidable business. They just need somebody to like jumpstart it here and create, a long-term leadership model that can, you know, be profitable, but also create a lot of buzz. And so for us, it's about trying to disrupt a market that is becoming more challenging to disrupt, right? There's a lot of new brands that are popping in, and some of them are influencer brands, some of them are celebrity driven, some of them are authentic in their own angle to whatever that may be, right? And they're focused on one singular product in a lot of cases, which you're seeing a lot of success there too. What's unique here and what I enjoyed about Applied is the range. And that was something, if you go back to my time at Nutribolt, the range of products that company had, that was what was so cool. It never got stale, never got dull, because you had C4, you had Extend, you had C4 Energy, you had constant innovation coming out of that team. That's kind of where we're at here too. There's a lot of innovation that is, you know, in the works, almost to a fault where we have to like temper it back and say like, can we actually market this? Have we taken our time? But
mm-hmm. So it seems pretty clear that Applied Nutrition wants to be in the North American market and everything. How do you make the North American market want Applied Nutrition when you already have, like you just mentioned, C4 Energy. Like, I know I can go pick up a can. It's going to taste great and everything. And yep. Starburst, all that good stuff. So what is the plan to bring this to America? What is America missing that Applied Nutrition can really bring?
Well, we're not a player outside of retail right now, you know? And so, and I would say when I'm playing fast and loose there, we're not really a player outside of distribution and Walmart. So, and the Walmart business is doing quite well, but if you ask somebody what is ABE, they can't really tell you yet. And it takes years sometimes to create that brand awareness. So where does that come from? That comes from, you know, having a business that's backed online and, mm-hmm. you know, through e-commerce. And the one thing that we've talked a lot about internally is actually being online focused, e-commerce first. And all that really means, it doesn't mean that we're going to, you know, lean into DC and Amazon and forget about what we're trying to do in retail. All it means is the initial resources and investments start there, because our site will drive loyalty. Our site will drive consumer activation. Our site and our Amazon flywheel will create brand awareness for us at unparalleled levels. And we're not really investing there. We haven't really scratched the surface yet. And so, you know, bringing in some e-com leaders will help. Looking at agency support that can also disrupt, I think, will help. And then bringing in some great marketing concepts. And from day one, when I sat down with the team, I said, look, you know, here's what we're going to do. We're going to be a digitally led company. We are going to take this umbrella of Applied and ladder into three sublines, which sounds like a huge overtaking. But at the same time, one of them's already done and the other two are already being made. So it's really just making sure the packaging is succinct and the flavors are dialed in for the US. And then the last piece of that is actually having a face for the brand. There isn't a face of the brand today outside of Patty the Batty for ABE. And Patty's been great. And he's actually lighting it up on podcasts. He's doing a lot of content. So there's a lot of really cool things there. One of the other things that I was incredibly excited about with Applied was their reach for celebrity and our ability to execute those contracts. And then looking at the fitness world of influencers and TikTok and all these other things, that's another area where we've actually done quite well as far as the roster, but we haven't really leveraged them in a way to monetize it yet. But if you look at the roster we have, like with Luke and some of the other guys, like mm-hmm. we have a ton of reach already there. It's just not being monetized on TikTok Shop. It's not being monetized online yet, but it is helping build some brand. It's creating some awareness and the content's pretty good depending on where you're at, right? So we just need to identify those cohorts. We need to make sure that we're speaking the same language on the right platforms and get those things dialed in. And so that all ladders into like, what is that roadmap? And then, you know, I think lastly, retail expansion will be a part of it. And it may not be as explosive as the retail expansion you saw at like Cage or even at Nutribullet, where, I mean, you go back to Nutribullet, the ACV is just insane. Like nobody does it better, right? Mm-hmm. And so here, I think we have to be really thoughtful. And I think we need to look at what retailer is going to help propel the brand forward. Where do we want to show up? And you know, and then how does that ladder into our digital strategy? Like creating the full omni effect is a really big thing for our brand, and we haven't gotten there yet.
So you had talked about AN being really good at bringing on celebrities, and you listed a few celebrities. Do you have any ideas or anything that you can leak to us or tell us about who might be some of the faces in America that you might be at?
So I can't give you names. What I'll hint towards is probably in the next 2 to 4 weeks, we will have some of those details out. You know, one of which is exponentially, you know, larger than a lot of the influencers you're seeing within the hydration space specifically. So just, mentioning names like a Logan Paul or Jake Paul or KSI, we needed somebody who can go head to head with those guys, quite frankly.
Oh, okay.
So one of my angles was that.
We can hold this podcast if you need 2 weeks. I don't know if you want to talk about it.
Well, I would love to be part of the announcement and everything, but okay. Sure. So, are we in the sports nutrition? Are we in the athletic space at this point? Are we going like higher celebrity? Are we getting out of the world of,
you're starting to move in from like athletics to like movie star celebrity.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So you're getting into that realm there.
Cool.
Right. And again, it's a manner in which is very authentic. It'll be extremely engaging. And even to that level, like that's one layer of like celeb, but even the fitness influencer, you know, the TikTok star, we have a really good roster there that's being built and worked on by the team right now that I think can be an industry-leading roster, to be frank.
AB does great in terms of content. I just don't think there's follow-through in terms of like really cementing loyalty in the brand.
Yep.
You guys have some great content creators that engage very well, but it just seems like the loyalty stops at the influencer rather than like really building the brand itself.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you. And some of that just comes from lack of having the right funnels in place and having the, you know, roadmap built out in a manner which, again, all leads to the brand and leads to brand building moments rather than, I would say, being viewed as a little bit more transactional, you know, in that same
sense. I know exactly what you mean. I mean, man, you mentioned a kid's name. He's from New Jersey. He's an ABE athlete. He does those skits.
Luke Elsman.
Luke Elsman.
He crushes it. Yeah.
He crushes it. But huge
following.
The content is great. People love it. People engage it with it. They, you know, enjoy it and whatever. But like, it doesn't transfer all the way to the brand. It really stays with him.
Yep.
Which is great. I mean, he owns his engagement and everything. But like you said before, like, people don't really know what ABE is. And that is kind of the function of having someone as big as Luke Elsman, who really can drive as much engagement as he does.
Well, and I'll tell you, we're just now starting to really tell that story. So like this week is a great example. It's Expo West. We've met with a lot of different, you know, suppliers, raw material providers, ingredient suppliers, retailers. I mean, the last 2 days have just been nuts, right? But even beyond that, you can go to our company Google page now or our LinkedIn, and you'll see the transference from what was Abe Nation to AN Performance, and you'll see the color scheme change, the branding change, the taglines change. We're really broadening and opening this thing up, and it's creating a ladder to what is applied. Mm-hmm. And then equally with the Arnold UK Expo going on this weekend, we've sent our US team over, and Brandon Vasquez, who's one of our content creators, but also runs our social and all that, he just kicked off a really good piece of content yesterday where he actually was telling consumers and people online what ABE is and how it is the same thing as applied nutrition. Like, you know, ABE is applied is ABE. It all is one thing. We just really haven't you know, brought those two in together in that same sense. Like, we've kind of, you know, laddered one off and said, hey, this is going to be its own thing for the US. And then this was always going to be the global dominant, you know, brand of what is applied. And that's going to change very quickly.
Silly question, but like, okay, what are the Instagram tags of the things that we're talking about right now? Like, so you have Applied Nutrition, the massive like conglomerate over out of the UK. We have Abe Nation on Instagram. Is that staying?
That will still stay.
Is there going to be ANUSA here for like the performance line that we're kind of starting to talk about? Like,
what you'll end up seeing, you know, through our social platforms is kind of a branching of those three sublines. And think about it how other brands have done it. Whether it's, you know, I'll use the Nutribolt example. It's the most relevant for me.
Right.
Cellucor, Extend, C4 Energy all have their own handles. Ghost does this really well too with Ghost.
Gamer, Wellness,
Energy, right?
Yeah.
So same type of thing, because these pages all have different consumers in mind. So you'll have an AN Performance, you'll have Abe Nation. We're not going to change Abe Nation. What's been built there over the last 18 to 20 months is actually starting to work and grow. And I think they laid a great foundation. So I wouldn't want to change anything there. The only thing that we want to do is create more structure in that framework so that we can ladder Abe or All Black Everything into the applied branding. And so people understand what that is. And then you would have like a Body Fuel page as well. And Body Fuel really kind of covering all of our beverage options. We'll still maintain All Black Everything and beverage on the energy side. I would like to do some packaging tweaks on it, maybe change the flavors up a little bit or add some new flavors. We have some new flavors in the works. We have a new we also have an athlete partnership in the works on the beverage side, which would be pretty cool. And then on the Body Fuel side, I look at that as hydration forward, but can also be energy led as well. It just, we have to do it one at a time. We have to also test and measure along the way, see what's working in that space. And the first goal there really is laddering our new celebrities, our content creators into an engagement with brands like Prime so that we can, one, leverage their funnels and flows and their brand awareness, quite frankly, but two, create that opportunity for a consumer to say, hey, I actually don't necessarily know that I want to try that. Let me consider this because of either what's in it or what they're telling me about the product and how it makes them feel.
I'm really excited for the maturity of AN Performance. Like every discussion that we've had, Anywhere from you talking about just wanting to be the most jacked dad at the pool down to like how you want to like, you know, bring this to adults who really want, like maybe they look at Prime and like, I don't really know if I want to buy that. I don't really know if I want to support that or consume that, but I do want something that I can trust and I know that will help me with my performance, my hydration. Like I really feel there's a community ready for mature nutrition in the States for sure.
I like that. Mature nutrition.
That was good. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to give away too much about like what we've talked about behind the scenes, but like this is just like every step of the way, just I relate a lot to it as like a guy in my early 30s who like has played in different sports, is still trying to remain fit, trying to like stay like healthy and move and like feel good. It's, you know, I think there's a lot of people like me who know what they want. Maybe they don't have like the supplement knowledge that I have, but they know what creatine monohydrate is. They know like enough to like look at a panel and be like, I don't want that.
Right.
And I think that AN Performance is going to be a really like welcome concept in America because of that.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I think, you know, from the inception of our conversations around the line, and then same for myself with the team internally, it's just sparked so much excitement around the possibility, right?
Yeah.
And there's always got to be that North Star. When you look at a brand, you say, what is our North Star? Well, the North Star for Applied is to be a global leader. We can't do that without winning here in the US and quite frankly, across North America. So Canada, Mexico, LATAM, all very important. But like, this is the epicenter, right? And in my opinion, if you look at the consumers that are coming in the doors for a Prime or coming in for Gorilla Mind, Gorilla Mode, Rise, Ghost, the way that we can position ourselves is one, highly incremental, but then two, serves a broader range. I mean, think about like even the endurance base, and you look at like what Ra's doing right now with their gels and their endurance powders and all that. Like, that's where we want to be too, because one, that category is very stale, and that doesn't just mean out of endurance. That means in all facets of fitness in that same sense. Like, let's think about it as like wellness and fit lifestyle more so than just hydration, which is what a lot of people think of with those types of products. But like that area is screaming for innovation. It's also the broadest range of consumer in that same sense. So like, we want to go where the masses are, and we want to meet them at their need states along the way. And I think through the lens of like AN Performance, with again the types of certifications we want to put on the product, the types of, you know, ingredients we want to put in there, and even just the packaging and how it really calls to you. I mean, the packaging is our best marketing platform in the sense of physical retail.
Yeah.
And so making sure we nail that is super important. And it, again, those concepts have really not only fired you guys up, but the team internally at Applied, like whether it's the UK team or the US, like they are so fired up to see how this can develop and how we can build this thing out.
So you mentioned certifications. Were you kind of alluding to informed sport type of drug?
Correct.
Drug. Okay.
Yeah, you know, everything we do right now in the U.S. is informed choice. We also have a facility that's set up to be informed sport as well. And a majority of our products are informed sport on that side of it. I think where we're at now is like informed sport is a non-negotiable, has to be on there. It's just stamp of approval. You could look at NSF, you could look at a few others and say, hey, those are all nice to haves as well. But informed sport really does cover the athlete through and through. Any collegiate trainer or dietitian will see that stamp of approval and say yes. And then the mom and dad shopping the aisles of any store will say yes. And that's actually becoming more apparent now. Like 5 years ago, nobody knew what it meant.
Yeah.
But now it's like people are actually checking that stuff out.
And you're referring to AM Performance line for this.
Correct.
Specifically. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
I'm really excited about just even like the branding. You know, ABE is cool. And, you know, we wore all black for the podcast. And like, you know, black, you know, I normally wear all black, but something about like the white and blue just feels crisp and mature, and like a lot of adults can get into this without like feeling like I have to be wearing all black in the gym and like super hardcore.
Yeah.
And you had mentioned that you have a new slogan or a motto or whatever, like, and I think it's on your LinkedIn page.
Yep. So we do have a new company tagline. It's called Fuel Your Moment. And that's really comes from the inspiration of what is body fuel and the athlete fueling their moment of physical performance, physical activity. That can ladder into the everyday weekend warrior or, you know, the fitness fanatic or whatever. But to me, it's a much broader range than it's a mindset. Which was specific to All Black Everything. Doesn't mean we couldn't use It's a Mindset for All Black Everything, But I think all product ranges can also live in sync with what is our company tagline and how we think about, you know, taking products at certain moments of the day. And that's really where consumers are today, right? We have different need states. You're now starting to see the development of personalization within your own mix of supplements, healthy eating, healthy living, whatever. And so it all lends itself to that.
I like that. Feel your moment. Your moment could be a sleep aid going to bed or something too. So it doesn't necessarily have to be like, you know, winning the triathlon or whatever it is. So
yeah. Or it could be like, you know, getting the workout in before your kid wakes up. You know, there's a lot of opportunities for mature consumers who frankly have the income to afford, you know, premium products rather than like focusing on kids who are looking for something that's really, you know, cool.
Yeah.
Sorry for the lack of you know, great words there.
But, I think, you know, in the same sense, like, you know, with the product range having like the food and beverage aspect, because we haven't even talked food yet, right? But we do make food. We make protein bars. We make protein cookies. We make oatmeal. With that product range, like, we can be a sideline to sideline brand for anyone that's out on the field, whether it's the, you know, person in the stands, whether it's the coach, whether it's the kids, or the referee. We can fuel all their moments of their day with that type of a range. And that's another aspect of like why we were thinking through that. And then the color variation was really just because I'm a Chicago Cubs fan and blue is my favorite color. So I wanted to throw that one out.
Yeah.
So no, but that was the original applied color. And so taking that branding and that color scheme here was important because then it will give us a global view. And again, how we show up online in the future will be very different, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you can go right now, instead of going to what was www.abenation.com, it's now anperformance.com. Now, it links to Abe Nation. Eventually, that site is being changed out. So over the next like 4 to 6 weeks, we're going through a sprint on the US and the UK side to basically cohesively put those sites in tandem from a brand standpoint. So we actually have one cohesive view of what is the global brand. And then within that, you will have your drop downs into all black everything, your drop downs into body feel, your drop downs into performance line.
We started hearing rumblings of everyone, and by everyone, I don't want to imply anyone, but, you know, people coming together with you for the move to apply. A lot of people like just assumed that you were just going to be taking over ABE. And I'm super excited about the whole just offering together, because I think it offers you, as you know, a new opportunity, like so much fun work to do.
Yep.
And so much to learn. And I'm really excited to see you marry all of these things together under one in like overall environment, because I think that America, in terms of our market, is like very in flux right now. There's a lot of brands that we don't know where they're going to go, what they're going to do, but you guys are bringing a very mature message to everyone, which I think is important in a time where everything is kind of up in the air right now.
Well, and thank you for that, because I'll also say, like, if you look at the leadership team on the applied side, you know, prior to even me coming on, you probably saw new appointments on the board. We made several big appointments on the board with like former CEOs of major retailers, which is just super cool. We've done a lot to position the company for a global cohesive brand exercise that we're going through right now. And, you know, while the All Black Everything product line and product range has done well and will continue to grow it, it's just one story within the entirety of what is the brand, what is the company. And so, you know, my goal and then Tom's goal and Steve's goal, like the leadership team, really is to bring this into one look and feel, so that whether or not we float on London Stock Exchange here in the near future, which that's being leaked, that's been pretty interesting, and or what we do here in the US, like, it all is one aspect in one company, and that will never really change. Like, the goal is to like really look at how we can almost reverse engineer what we did over the last 18 months to one, lean in with what's working, because there's a lot that is working, and then just kind of course correct a few of the tweaks along the way that will honestly make most people go to say, that makes a lot of sense.
So I when I think about what you're doing, I draw a few parallels to MyProtein, who is also very big in the UK and then has, like, you know, the US side. Seems like you're doing a more ambitious plan where they just basically do mostly just MyProtein and US online, and kind of, I mean, that might change, but they seem to have left it at that for the last 4 years or so. Have you studied what they've done and like what you want to do differently? Do you have any comments on that, or like how you can be a different story than them?
Yeah, I think, you know, for MyProtein, they really did kind of like stay within the lane of like online, right?
Yeah.
And
they did just launch retail, didn't they?
They've got some retail, but I don't think they've done a major like retail launch yet, whether it be like a Walmart, Vitamin Shoppe, or GNC. I hadn't really seen that yet. Okay. Yeah, for what I was.
I don't want to quote it. I was pretty sure they just launched someone. I don't want to say live on a podcast.
You have to
I
tell
was
me. Sure they, yeah, that might be news for me. I hadn't seen it yet, but you know their strategy. I don't think that look from what I've studied. I mean, one, it's just a tremendous brand. Like what they've done overseas is impressive. It's hard for a brand to go overseas and then do it here, because what works over there may not work here. And one of the things I've even talked to our team about is like you look at the innovation funnels that the international market is bringing in, it's usually from what happens here.
Yes.
Right? Well, what MyProtein's done and what Applied has done actually is take the trends from the UK or from their side of the pond and bring them here. And that hasn't always translated. You could see that even when All Black Everything first went in and when MyProtein first came over here, like it didn't really make the same noise that we thought it would.
Yeah.
Just knowing how big they are, right? And so I do think that you have to take a step back and look at a different lane, because I believe here one lane for all roads doesn't necessarily work in that same sense, particularly a brand that's as heavily distributed as they are in that same sense. I think for us, just taking a page out of that, we are going to lean into digital, but in a more aggressive manner. Like, you know, I think for us, it's about taking a brand that's probably an unknown here and creating a new wave of funnels and flows that actually creates interest and drives LTV on site. Like our goal is to keep you on our site as long as we possibly can and or through Amazon. And, you know, I look at those as our two best marketing tools, but I also look at those as what's going to spur the growth for the inline, for the physical retail, because to me, that's like the missing component that we've, mm-hmm. You know, and again, you could have social media and all these other things. But I think for like, you know, sustainable and predictable growth, you need to understand what is your digital model first. The only thing I would say about MyProtein that I could like give as a, you know, takeaway is like they might have been a little slow in actually taking that online aspect to the physical retailer and actually working with some of these big box retailers to actually figure out what's going to work for them and not necessarily like go chain wide and pump out a ton of SKUs, but like start small, curate, you know, see what works and then kind of move from there.
Cool. So you're talking, you mentioned a lot of like following the US trends and adopting that here with Applied. What are like some of those early product trends that you're looking to follow with AN?
Well, for us, you know, we're definitely seeing the convenience factor. It's just everywhere, you know? And so it's kind of interesting because that even ladders into like, what is your distribution strategy, right? And you know, overseas, we don't really have a DSD network to that same sense. So here, you're seeing a lot of companies actually go DSD first. And that's predicated because they have convenience offerings and or they're going online, then into DSD, however you want to think about it. I think for us, like we're looking at convenience, we're looking at hydration, but we're looking at hydration much broadly. Like for us, it really is creating a full endurance range so that the marathon runner, the avid fitness enthusiast, or the weekend warrior all want to take part in that range. And I think that that's like a stepping back in time. It's like bell bottoms coming back in, right? Like, you know, endurance products were really hot in the 90s, really hot in the early 2000s. They've kind of died out as carbs became the enemy. And now you're seeing this kind of reverse trend of like, hey, those carbs are actually pretty good. We didn't realize that when you have sodium and potassium, you need carbs to actually funnel that in. That makes sense. And so for us, we want to kind of like look at some of those tried, true clinical studies and put those into play while creating an environment where the younger generation can actually be excited about it too. So don't forget, like we're talking about what is like this like 30 to 40 year old range predominantly, but we're aggressively going to be attacking that 18 to 25 as well. And that'll really come through how playful we are online and how our content is created.
Cool. Excellent. I know you have an Uber to catch. I'm plumb out of questions, but
yeah.
So
I mean, I don't really have anything.
Awesome. Aaron, it's been just incredible watching your trajectory and everything since like we first met. Our daughters are the same age and everything. We went to school together. And so it's been really, really cool. I do joke. Your name is used in our house sometimes. My wife says I work too much. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't work at all compared to like some people I know. And Aaron, you are a workaholic and you deserve all the success you've had because you are doing amazing things out there. And you're like, it's fun to just watch you just make things happen, and you really do. You're not just a talker, you make things happen. So congratulations. I love watching it.
So we've got 10 minutes. What should people be most excited to see from AN Performance coming out first?
Ooh,
So is this stuff formulated? Is it?
It's formulated. I've only been here a few weeks, but it's pretty much ready to go. Okay, so there's two things. There's really two things. One, we are working on a pre-workout of pre-workouts, and I could not be more excited about the angle that we're taking. It's actually very hard to get me excited about a pre-workout, to be very real, because I come from an energy drink company, and I typically just want to grab a C4, honestly. But this pre-workout hits. I mean, it really hits. And, you know, the daily driver pre-workout within this line is going to be, I think, very well received. But there's a collaboration that's going to be thrown in that'll be a first of its kind. And I think that's going to be really cool. And then I think the other angle for AN Performance that I'm really excited about is getting into the world of licensing. And, you know, we could talk about licensing for a while because it's been, you know, overplayed. Everyone's in the adolescent confectionery space. Every candy under the sun's now been done, whichever, right? I like to call it adolescent confectionery.
I love that. Yeah.
So I'm very excited about the opportunity to bring true better for you collaborations. And what I hope will actually change the trends of licensing, because licensing will not go away. It's here to stay. You know, every brand's trying to figure out how to attach something to their brand that has a ton of awareness that, you know, people instantly are going to like say, I got to try it. But what I really want consumers to think about is like, what is in my pantry and would I actually buy this at the grocery store? So what I'm also very excited about is partnering with one of the largest grocery food brands that has a better for you angle. The product has a better for you angle because you'll actually get the same benefits out of that as it would if you ate this, just leaving that there, and it'll have multiple flavor iterations and you've just never seen something like it. And so those are kind of the two things that I'm like really, really excited about, because I think it can change the trajectory in one, how we think about like content and how we think about education on the, you know, pre-workout energy side. Because I think that there's still so much to be told there. And I'm also really excited to partner with some new ingredient partners. I think that's going to be really cool. But then on the other side of it with this other license, this is kind of a much wider range. This can basically go across all of our platforms from sports nutritions to food and beverage. And that's where it gets really exciting for me as somebody who, if I looked at that, I would say I absolutely would take that every single day based on what it's offering and based on the awareness that I know it serves.
Amazing. I love the word Ben used a lot in this podcast has been mature and everything. It sounds like the collabs are going to follow suit. So you have this whole plan here. Sadly, my Banana Runtz collab is most likely not going to happen with you, though, huh?
I don't like the Banana Runt. It's kind of like the lemon Starburst. Like nobody wanted that one.
Oh, I always wanted. Although, it's just an ongoing joke.
The flavor of that was actually the best one.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, Aaron. Ben, anything else?
I'm good to go.
Aaron, thank you so much for having us. Thanks, guys. For coming here.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep.